kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Tuwing Grand Philippine Fiesta Kultura na ginaganap taon-taon sa Sydney, kinokoronahan ang Miss Philippines Australia at Miss Philippines Australia Charity Queen. Proyekto ito ng Philippine-Australian Sports and Culture Incorporated na naglalayo na magsagawa ng charitable projects sa Pilipinas. Kapanayamin natin si Rachel Bernabe, ang reigning Miss Philippines Australia Charity Queen, para pag-usapan ang charity tour ngayong taon at ang kanyang personal na advokasya na tumulong sa mga nangangailangan. Magandang araw sa iyo, Rachel. How are you?
Hello, I'm well, thanks. How are you, Daniel?
Yeah, very good. Thanks for giving us a time for this interview on SBS Filipino.
Of course. I'm so happy to see you again.
All right. So let's talk about your recent charity tour trip in the Philippines. What is your role in advocacy as the reigning Miss Philippines Australia Charity Queen?
For me, I see my role as the reigning Miss Philippines Australia Charity Queen as an extension of the work I've been doing within the community for a while now, but being able to use this platform to further serve, connect communities, and also advocate for the causes close to my heart. And speaking of, my advocacy centres on supporting marginalised communities, particularly the Indigenous tribe, the Indigenous Dumagat tribe in Barangay Kalawis. I also continue to support ANCOP. For those unfamiliar, it stands for Answering the Cry of the Poor. And it's an organisation very close to my heart, having previously served as an ANCOP ambassador in the past. As a Filipino born and raised in Australia, I really see myself as a bit of a bridge between Australia and the Philippines. I feel a real strong responsibility to give back to the motherland while also strengthening the cultural pride of our amazing Filipino heritage and traditions here with our diverse Filipino community in Australia. And I think that really stems from the influence of not just my parents, but my grandparents, my aunties, uncles, a lot of my family members, and seeing the impact of their work firsthand. And I want to follow in their footsteps in a really intentional way through my community work, including my role as the Public Relations Officer for the Filipino Communities Council of Australia. I'm really passionate about celebrating our culture and our traditions, and bringing communities here is especially meaningful as Australia and the Philippines celebrates 80 years of diplomatic relations and enduring friendship.
And this charity tour that you've done, how long was it for?
The official tour itself was for 5 days, and they were very intense trip because we wanted to pack as many courtesy calls and visits to the beneficiaries of all the fundraising that we've been doing and be able to see them firsthand.
Right. And part of this tour is that you visited Home for the Angels and St. Rita's Orphanage. How was the experience engaging with the kids?
That's right. That was on our first day of the official trip, but I'll never forget it. The children we met were so loved, and you can see that they were genuinely cared for by the incredible carers there. Of course, there can be a little bit of a language barrier, or the children were at times a little bit, I suppose, shy with these strangers coming into their home, but yeah. I have to share a really sweet moment. It was at Home for the Angels, and I gave the kids like some high fives, learned their names, and then they immediately showed me the toys and the books that they had. The first thing they did was take off the charity queen crown that I was wearing, and yeah. They went to find something in their toy basket, and they took it out, and it was a headband from Like the Jollibee Bacada, one of those characters.
Yeah.
I must have got it from like the equivalent of a Happy Meal, a Jollibee kids meal. And they quickly swapped the headband onto my head. And I thought it was so sweet just seeing them grin. And they were so joyful to be able to share that moment. It was almost like I was accepted into their home quite quickly. And I think that is echoed throughout the whole Filipino culture, being able to quickly welcome someone into your home.
And you've also met with scholars of the Philippine Australian Sports and Culture Incorporated from the Technological University of the Philippines in Manila. What were the students' challenges and aspirations that came out from your conversations with them during your visit?
Yes, meeting those scholars was honestly one of the most inspiring parts of the visit, because you can immediately see that these students are full of potential. We had the opportunity to be able to speak to them individually, understand their aspirations after they graduate, hear about what they're studying, where they come from, and even their hometowns in the Philippines. And what stood out to me was not only their ambition, but also the challenges they face to pursue their education. So as we know, as scholarship recipients, many of them are required to maintain a high academic standard or specific GPA to continue receiving that support. And that's the case for these scholars, which comes with a lot of pressure and responsibility. Yet despite this, they remained very motivated and optimistic about their future. What stayed with me when I met these scholars is hearing about the daily commute that some of these students have. Many of them, they come from Cavite, and we all know, depending on traffic conditions in Manila, that could be hours, like up to 3 hours. And you and myself both come from Canberra, a 3-hour commute to Sydney, for example. And these students are doing that every day. It's just part of their everyday routine, all while balancing their academic expectations and also personal responsibilities and like family. So it really puts into perspective the sacrifices that many, many young Filipinos make in pursuit of education. So I think for anyone considering supporting a child's education, I couldn't encourage it anymore. It's not just about supporting one child, but often it creates a ripple effect to families and to communities.
I wanted to talk about this personal advocacy of yours, which you've mentioned earlier, and that is to help Indigenous tribes in the Philippines. So as part of your trip, and this is something that you've proposed to PASC, is to do an outreach program for the Dumagat tribe in the Philippines. So can you please talk about the outreach program that you did with them?
That's right, Daniel. Well, the Dumagat tribe of Barangay Calawes will always hold a very special place in my heart. My family and extended family have been supporting them for many years now, and they're a community that face severe hardships due to their geographical location, environmental displacement from infrastructure projects, as well as climate hazards. And going back to the geographical isolation, the tribe settlements are deeply mountainous, and this distance delays access to basic emergency services. It limits market access to sell produce and buy produce, and also makes sending children to mainstream schools difficult. That's why I believe that community support is critical for these communities, because our Indigenous communities are the keepers of history, culture, identity. So supporting them is really about supporting our culture and ensuring that no communities are left behind. I was so fortunate to have the support of PASC and my family to conduct this outreach program. It was on Mother's Day itself, and it involved supporting 150 Dumagat families and providing them with 10 kilo sacks of rice, essential groceries, and also there was cash provided to the children and senior citizens present on that day.
So in your interactions with the tribe, what stories really stuck with you?
I suppose it's just their struggles of everyday life and having those basic access to needs not met. A lot of the things that we take for granted, like education, it's much easier to access in Australia in terms of the cost and also the travel. But these communities need our support to be able to thrive. And that support should come from listening, learning about their stories, and really walking alongside them, which is what I hope to continue to do.
Yeah, so you've had the opportunity to meet with kids, orphans in the Philippines, students, scholars by PASC, and an Indigenous tribe in the Philippines. You must have felt something special, right? Can you please talk us through maybe the emotional ride of that charity tour for you?
Yes, absolutely. Well, it was go, 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 but the feelings that I felt throughout that trip will always stick with me. So I was really grateful to have my parents both there on the trip as well and to share that experience and journey with me, because they're a real reason why I have been involved in community service and charitable works throughout my life. They've always encouraged me to give generously, to serve the poor, and to help in whatever way I can, if that was time, talent, or treasure. And this was perhaps the most tangible way of seeing the impact that had on me in my life, and seeing that there are so many more people in this world that need our help. And once they have that support, they will thrive and continue to do amazing things for our community.
Yep. And in terms of message, so I know that you from time to time visit the Philippines, not necessarily to do a charity tour. Sometimes you would go there for a holiday. Yes. As a bicultural person, as a Philippine Australian, what sorts of message would you give the Filipinos who live here in Australia to encourage them to support, you know, Filipinos who are marginalized in our country back in the Philippines?
I would say that being a Filipino born and raised in Australia is a strength in its own, because you get exposure to two very different cultures and communities. And we have so much that we can be doing here in Australia for our Filipinos back home. And that can be in whatever way you choose. I hope my reign encourages people that you don't need to have a title to be doing works of charity and supporting the poor. Every person has the ability to make a difference in their own way, whether that's volunteering, fundraising, or simply showing kindness. I think community begins when we choose to care for one another. So I encourage everyone to get out, be involved, and help in whatever way we can.
So your reign as Charity Queen will end in October. I know that you have so much energy to give and you feel very passionate about your advocacy to help Filipino communities back home, to promote Filipino culture in Australia. How would you like to continue your advocacy to support the marginalized communities in the Philippines and champion Filipino culture here in Australia?
Yes, sadly, the crown may have an end date, but My service certainly doesn't. I really want this reign to be the beginning of a lifelong commitment to my advocacies. I've got some filming projects sharing my faith coming up with the Archdiocese of Canberra and Goulburn soon. I'll also be continuing my fundraising and outreach programs with the Dumaga tribe of Barangay Kalawis, and also supporting the education and sponsorship initiatives of ANCOP. I've also been looking at how I can strengthen those ties between our Filipino youth here in Australia and also the very diverse communities in the Philippines, so that there's closer ties and relationships between them. And potentially I'll be working with the Commission on Filipino Overseas to deliver a project there. I'd like to also continue promoting and supporting our Filipino culture through the many multicultural events that we have here in Australia. I still enjoy being a cultural dancer and performing at different festivals. That's how I started my community service, I suppose, and being able to champion our culture. It was through dance and storytelling. I also think I can continue to use my communications and public relations skills to amplify these very worthy causes like the Dumaga tribe of Barangay Kalawis and ANCOP.
Looks like it's going to be a busy couple of months for you until you relinquish the crown. Well, thanks very much for your time and all the best with your future endeavors as Charity Queen, as the reigning Charity Queen, and as an active community member here in Canberra.
Thanks so much, Daniel. Always a pleasure. Maraming salamat po.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.